Good morning, Cleveland. It's 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. You're listening to 91.1 WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University in lovely University Circle. 7 o'clock Wednesday morning, that means usually but one thing. It's time once again for your father's Oldsmobile. So here we go again. That was Glenn Miller and his orchestra with the opening theme to Your Father's Oldsmobile here on 91.1. That was Here We Go Again off of The Spirit Is Willing. And it kicks off 2 hours of music of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's right, folks, I am back after a little trip there. And, well, I should be here for at least a few weeks in a row. That's the plan. So, you've got this week and weeks to come, and in any of those weeks, including today, you can give me a call at 216-368-2208, and let me know what it is you'd like to hear from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. We're pretty much wide open today for any suggestions you might have, so if there's something in particular that you'd like to hear on the air, just let us know at 368-2208. We're going to start things off with a track off the compilation Swingin', Big Band Swing and Jazz from the 1930s and 40s. This is Phil Napoleon and his orchestra with Go, Joe, Go. Thank you.
modern in history. We're going to give you the latest lowdown. About a score of bottles who went on a spree. There were 20 men, hardy-looking Yankees, dressed in feathers the Indian way. They were out to show coming generations how to throw a party up in Boston Bay. Now, on the boat, there was a lot of tea. And in spite of all those stories you read about, they also had 10 little bottles. And what they did with them, nothing has been said about. Then they threw the stuff deep into the ocean, and the lot of it sure was tea. Those colonials really had a notion how to throw a party that made history. Lot of tea, but that tea had, oh, such a kick in it. It made men strong and ready for battle. They had no lemon there, but what did they stick in it? Whipped your baby horse, got a hose up.
The Chicago Rhythm Kings with Boston Tea Party. That comes, as did actually the entire set, off the compilation Swingin', Big Band Swingin' Jazz from the 1930s and 40s. Before Boston Tea Party, we heard The Last Roundup with Gene Krupa and his Chicagoans. That was preceded by Eight Bars in Search of a Melody from the Hudson DeLange Orchestra. Tempo de Jump came ahead of Eight Bars. Now, was from Pete Brown and his Jump Band. And we started that set with Go Joe Go by Phil Napoleon and his orchestra. So, let's see here. It's about 20 minutes after the hour 7, roughly. And we're rolling through this week's edition of Your Father's Oldsmobile, music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Had a couple of requests already, so we're going to see what we can do about getting those up here in the near future. But in the meantime, if there's something that you would like to hear, give us a call at 216-368-2208. Let me know what it is you'd like to hear, and I'll see what I can do about getting it on the air. Somehow that the Chicago Rhythm Kings there with the Boston Tea Party got me thinking about, just kind of put me in a Nat King Cole kind of mood. So that's who we're going to hear from next. From the album From the Very Beginnings, there's a little plea to call the police.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Police. Police. Call the police. Hurry, hurry, won't you call the police? Quick, quick, quick. Call the police. Hurry, hurry, cause the guy has stole my gal from me. Call the police. Hurry, hurry, won't you call the police? Quick, quick, quick. Call the police. Hurry, hurry, cause the guy has stole my gal from me. Her name was Lucy May. She went out in the garden to play, to play. Along came a cat with high-draped pants. Smashed little Lucy away. Call the police. Hurry, hurry, won't you call the police? Quick, 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 call the police. Hurry, hurry, cause the guy has stole my gal from me. Da-da-da-da-da, ya-da-do-da. Da-da-da-da-da, ya-da-do-da. Da-da-da-da-da, ya-da-do-da. Call the police. Da-da-da-da-da, ya-da-do-da. Da-da-da-da-da, ya-da-do-da. Da-da-da-da-da, ya-da-do-da. Call the police. Da 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 ya do da. Da 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 ya do da. Da 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 ya do da. Call the police. the police. Hurry, hurry, cause the guy has stole my gal from me. Call the police. Hurry, hurry, won't you call the police? Quick, 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 call the police. Hurry, hurry, cause the guy has stole my gal from me. Her name was Lucy May. She went in the garden to play. Along came a cat with high-gray pants and snatched little Lucy away. Oh, call the police. Call the police. Call the police. Please won't you call the police?
Got it. nothing like Gable, but he's mine, and I think he's too divine. I got a guy, when he starts in to pet me, he's the sauce on spaghetti. He's the kind that you can't keep off your mind. I got a guy, and he's tough. He's just a gem in the rough. But when I polish him up, I swear he'll be a Tiffany solitaire. I'm riding high, 'cause I'm happy and carefree. There is nothing can scare me.
Thank you.
Muggsy Spanier from the album Ragtime Band. That was Blue in the Blues. Before that, we had requested Tommy Dorsey. Is This Gonna Be My Lucky Summer? That was from the Complete Tommy Dorsey Volume 4. And let's see, Volume 4, 1937, apparently. That's what it says on the album cover. And that had Edith Wright on the vocals, if I'm not mistaken. Before that, we heard Chick Webb and his orchestra with Ella Fitzgerald on the vocals, without a doubt. I Got a Guy was the song that came from the album Princess of the Savoy. Chick and Ella were preceded by Teddy Wilson and his All-Stars from the album of that name. The song was Tea for Two. And we started the set with Nat King Cole doing Call the Police from Nat King Cole from the very beginning. And that was going out to one of our listeners in Euclid. Let's see. It's starting to creep around the dial here in terms of the clock face and get on towards 20 minutes until 8 o'clock. So there's plenty more room for your requests here at WREW. The number is 368-2208 to let us know what it is you'd like to hear on the air. We're doing pretty much the grab bag this morning, no kind of special theme, so it's fairly wide open for anything from the period 1920 to 1950. And we'd love to hear from you, as we did from a gentleman just a few minutes ago, who, so far as I could tell, was calling in during the commute, and didn't unfortunately get his name, but that's all right. We'll still send a song out to him. He wanted to hear a little Kid Ory from the mid-40s, and that... You can't really do much better than follow up Muggsy Spanier with Kid Ory, so we're going to hear a, mid-1944 recording from Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band. This is one of the, I believe this is one of the Mercury Wonder Show broadcasts. And, well, here it is, the Royal Garden Blues.
Thank you. Like a ship on the ocean, swims into motion, starts to sail right down that floor now. You turn that dizzy glide, swing like a top now, don't ever stop now. Start to rock and roll some more somehow. You doing that dizzy glide, whirling around till the room gets hazy. Step it up, step it up. Going to town, you just can't be lazy when they play. Bet you'll say, swell syncopation. Talk of the nation, if you want a new sensation, start doing that dizzy glide. Thank you.
Willie Lewis and his entertainers with Organ Grinders Swing. That comes from the album Willie Lewis and his entertainers. Before that, we heard Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra. Shake Your Head From Side to Side was the song from the album Rhythm Is Our Business, 1934-35. Preceding Jimmy, we heard Gene Gifford doing the Dizzy Glide. That came from the compilation Swing Is Here, which we have on CD. That's a small band swing, 1935-39. It's Gene Gifford and his orchestra, as a matter of fact. And let's see here. Gene Gifford and his orchestra included Bunny Berrigan on the trumpet, just in case you're wondering. Bud Freeman on the tenor sax. Claude Thornhill was in there on the piano with Dick McDonough on guitar. And Pete Peterson on bass. And basically, Gene wasn't in on that one. Arrangements by Gene Gifford. But the vocal on Dizzy Glide actually was Wingy Minone. So there you go. Before that, we heard Al Cooper doing Stitches. That was off of Jumpin' at the Savoy. And we started the set with Requested Kid Ory, the Royal Garden Blues, going out to the commuters out there. Trying to keep things, keep the toes tapping there on the accelerator, or perhaps more appropriately, the brake pedal, depending on where you are in traffic. That was from Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band. And 1944 recording. Oh, let's see. We're getting up there kind of close to the 8 o'clock hour. It's probably a good time for me to send a couple messages your way, so here they are.
You can make believe the kids you know won't get involved in crime.
Hey man, you got the stuff?
You can make believe the kids you know won't do drugs. You can make believe a kid you know won't die from violence. And that's just what it is, make believe. What you can do is get the message. Less crime is no accident. Programs like after-school activities, job training, and drug counseling are working to keep kids away from crime and crime away from kids. But they won't work without support from you and your community. Call 1-800-WE-PREVENT today and stop making believe. Call 1-800-WE-PREVENT and find out how you and your community can help take a bite out of crime.
Here at WRUW, we love requests.
Hey, can you play some jazz?
Okay, well, maybe we don't love requests quite that much. Something seems to have gone wrong there, so we're just gonna give that a miss for now. Maybe we'll get back to that little message later. Okay, so, woohoo! The joys of live radio. So it's getting up there close to 8 o'clock. It's a good time for me to remind you that you are listening to 91.1 WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting live from the campus of Case Western Reserve University in lovely University Circle, situated high atop the basement of Mather Memorial Building, as Brent used to say, and available on the web at www.wruw.org, so that you can hear us anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even go back and, at least, the idea is that you could go back and check out shows that you've missed. I've heard some mutterings that perhaps the archive isn't working right, but I don't know. I haven't been to the website myself in a while because, well, you know, here I am. So anyway, we'll just keep moving right along there and see what we can do about the second hour here of Your Father's Oldsmobile. I'm going to take another crack at that that message that we just tried to do. And see how it turns out. So, wish me luck. Here we go.
Here at WRUW, we love requests.
Hey, can you play some jazz?
Hey, How about some soundtracks?
Ooh, how about some ska?
Hey, could you play some 70s electronic music?
Can I hear some sample-based white hip-hop?
Get onto the bus. That's gonna take you back to Beelzebub.
I'd like to hear some pretentious accordion-oriented 80s college eclectica.
Call and make your request now at 216-368-2208.
Yes, please do, actually. Give us a call at that number. And let me know what you'd like to hear from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, which, heck, could even include the original Powerhouse if you were so inclined. Of course, doesn't have to be. That would be your call, so to speak. But anyway, we do have an hour to go here with music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and then at 9 o'clock, Genevieve will be in with Exploding Plastic Inevitable, which is a sort of an electronica freeform show. It's not always electronica, but it trends in that direction, as well as being pretty much wide open for just about anything she feels like playing or any request she feels like doing. So if you'd like to hear something that's not from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, that's maybe just hang on till 9. But if there's a particular request from that era, you've got an hour. So 368-2208 is the number. We're going to start things off in the second hour here with a little Charlie Barnett. See if we can keep the up-tempo up, so to speak. And this one's going out to all my listeners over there in the law school, especially the D. We'll leave it at that. A little Charlie Barnett, as I say, from the Complete Charlie Barnett, Volume 2, 1939. Here you go, law school folks. Jump session.
Thank you.
want my mini? Has she been here kicking the guy on the rock? Oh, Lord. If you don't know Minnie, why she's a little bigger Minnie. Oh, get the pleasure of kicking the gown around.
Double it up, Dave.
Oh, bit, but, but, oh, I'm crazy about Minnie. Look at that gal kicking the gown around.
And that was Louis Armstrong with Kicking the Gong Around. That's off of the album VSOP, which stands for Very Special Old Phonography. Oh, featuring a whole bunch of people. It doesn't really say who was on that one. But that's all right. It's a 1932 recording, as a matter of fact. Very early 1932. Before that, we heard Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli with Confessin'. That was from the first recordings of the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Sidney Bechet before that with Chicago Function Part 2. That was from the Sidney Bechet Mesmero collection. Gene Krupa preceded Sidney with The Birth of Passion. That was off of Krupa's Swings, and we started the set with Charlie Barnett doing Jump Session. Off of the complete Charlie Barnett Volume 2. So, let's see here. It's about, it's a little bit past quarter after 8 o'clock. And the last I heard today was going to be a lot like yesterday. So, prepare for that. But you also want to check the weather just in case things have changed since the last time I heard the weather, which was, I think, last night. So, let's see here. We've got some requests that have come in. I'm going to try to get to those as soon as I can. However, we're going to start off this next set with something. Kind of grows out of the last part of that last set there with the Satchmo and the Django and all that sort of thing. There's this compilation that I particularly like we have down here on CD called Kansas City Hot Jazz. Great original performances, 1926 to 1930. Got turned on to this by one of the other programmers down here, as a matter of fact. And so we're going to hear something from Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra off this CD. A little song called The Band Box Shuffle. And let's see here. Well, I thought I had a date on that, but unfortunately I don't. I'll let you know after the set. So here we go with Benny Moten. Thank you.
train which you lead to land to Yorker. Bankers and swallowtails, bootleggers out of jail, poets and punks, clubmen and thugs, they all do the New Yorker. College grads, the smart young lads who married the boss's daughter, with the nugs and fancy togs, all shake the thing like bubbling water. Put music good and hot under the melting pot, and then you've got what they call the New Yorker. We'll be right back.
And that was the Count Basie Band with Hot Lips Page doing Blues with Lips. That was off of the compilation From Spirituals to Swing, 1938-39, Carnegie Hall Concerts. Blues with Lips, that's right. And they've moved on to Rhythm Man at the moment. Anyway, before the Basie Band and Hot Lips, we heard Red Nichols and his Five Pennies doing The New Yorkers. That was from Rarest Brunswick Masters. Bunny Berrigan ahead of Red with Honeysuckle Rose off of Bunny Berrigan Big Band Sound. Bunny was preceded by Benny, with Benny Goodman more precisely. Sing Me a Swing Song was all we heard. That came from the complete Benny Goodman Volume 2. And we started the set with another Benny, Benny Moten, doing Bandbox Shuffle off of Kansas City Hot Jazz. 1926 to 1930, in fact, is the range on that compilation. And I had a date on the Bandbox Shuffle, and I lost it, so I'm going to... 1929, here we go. I finally found it. October 23rd, 1929, in fact. Just in case you were wondering, what's the recording date on Bandbox Shuffle? So, okay, it's a little bit past 8:30. And we're coming down to that last little bit of Your Father's Oldsmobile here on WRUW-FM Cleveland. A little bit less than half an hour to go in the show, and then it will be time for Exploding Plastic Inevitable at 9 o'clock with Genevieve. So, excuse me. Stay tuned for that. My goodness. Sorry about that. I think I should get back to the music, because apparently my throat is trying to kill the rest of me or something. I don't know. So let's see. We have had a couple of requests recently, and we're trying to squeeze those in here at the end, and there's possibly still room for a request of yours if you made it fairly snappy by calling 368-2208 and let me know what you want to hear. I'll do my best to get it on the air. We're going to start this set with a request going out to Rich up there in Cleveland Heights, keeping things spick and span for the kids. Here's a little Nat King Cole from the Best of the Nat King Cole Trio, the Vocal Classics 1942 to 46. This is Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
show your linen to everyone. Mustn't be shy, get up and try, and we can have a barrel of fun. Show the lace on your petticoat, kick your heels at the proper note. And if you want to make the whole joint jump, let them see you do a bump. This is your inning, show your linen, dear Miss Richardson. See all the elder ladies with the noses kind of turned up, burned up. See all the elders, every one of them is plumb struck, dumb struck. Yeah, everybody's full, form it in a row, strut along the aisle, kitchen style. Look all the elder ladies in the eye and let your hair down. Bear down, show your linen and show your lace. Put a smile on your bashful face. Pay no attention to the chaperone, listen to the slide trombone. 'Cause they close up the hall at one. Yes, ma'am, show your linen, Sister Richardson. But kiss thy hand, oh babe, oh babe. Dost thou know I think thee grand, oh babe, oh babe. Alas, but how my heart is throbbing. Thou hast set me off my noggin. Woods, could I but kiss thy hand, oh babe. Canst thou see in love I be? Wouldst thou come and cut a tapestry with me? Dost thou heed my little plea? Thou art the only one for me. Ah, woulds, could I but kiss thy hand, oh babe. Jug of wine and thou, oh babe, I thinkest thee are really fine. And how, oh babe, I am thy knight in shining armor. Wilt thou be my pretty mama? Woulds, could I but kiss thy hand, oh babe. Dost thou dig, oh dost thou dig, for the other maids I carest not a fig. Thou must know that I'm your fella. You is stuff and you is mellow. Woulds, could I but kiss thy hand, oh babe.
Oh,
Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra with Woods Could I But Kiss Thy Hand, Oh Babe. That comes from The Best of Glenn Gray. Before that, we heard Benny Goodman, not the requested song, which I wasn't able to find in time, but an alternate, Show Your Linen, Miss Richardson. That was from the Complete Benny Goodman Volume 7. Jack Teagarden before Benny with S'Wonderful. That came off of King of the Blues Trombone. Jack was preceded by Mildred Bailey singing When Day Is Done. That came off of her Greatest Performances. And we started the set with Nat King Cole doing Straighten Up and Fly Right. That came off of Nat King Cole Trio, The Vocal Classics, 1942-46. So let's see, it's about 10 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. And I have a message for you, and then we'll be right back.
Close your eyes for a moment and imagine you're away from it all on a remote, unspoiled beach somewhere. Take a deep breath and enjoy the warm sea air. Sunlight streams through the palm trees as gulls call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
Indeed it is. Oh, let's see here. It's, as I said before, about 10 minutes till the hour of 9 o'clock. There's just enough time for me to sneak in one more song before we get out of here. So I'm going to do that. I had a thought, and now I forgot what it was, so never mind. I'd like to thank everyone who called in. We did have several calls this morning, and while I wasn't able to get to quite everything that was requested, I do appreciate the calling in. I always do, because it makes the show that much better. I feel good about today's show, and to a large degree that's because of the directions that it went due to your requests, so... Thanks again. I hope you'll be back again next week on Wednesday from 7 to 9 in the morning for another 2 hours of music of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s here on 91.1, part of your father's Oldsmobile and all that that implies. So I'm going to leave you, well, the last song as usual will be the Glenn Miller Orchestra doing Caribbean Clipper, but before that... we're going to hear a little something. I'm going back to From Spirituals to Swing, just because it's got some great stuff. And we're going to hear three piano players, Pete Johnson, Meade Lux Lewis, and Walter Ammons, backed up by Walter Page on the bass and Joe Jones on the drums, with a little something called Cavalcade of Boogie. So until next week, enjoy, stay healthy, and have fun. I'm out of here.
And we're back with the dating game. All right, Sarah, last question.
All right. Taste can say a lot about a person. Describe for me your perfect meal. Bachelor number one?
I'm not really too fancy when it comes to food. Just give me something fast and cheap. Burgers, pizza, whatever. Junk food's what I like.
Okay. Number two?
I don't like to go out very much. I'd rather just curl up at home with my mom's leftovers. Meatloaf, liver, maybe even a TV dinner. Restaurants just don't know how to make good food these days.
Okay. Number three?
Most of the time, I love to try things I've never had before. Exotic ingredients, unique combinations. My favorite restaurant has some old favorites, but it specializes in inventive meals you can't find anywhere else. The ingredients are always fresh, the food is quality, and the servers are always really friendly and enthusiastic.
Bachelor 3, you're not a WRUW listener, are you?
Why, yes, I am. How did you know?
Well, WRUW is the same way. Fresh new music and great older music you won't hear anywhere else. People who love what they're doing. Bachelor number three, I choose you.
There you have it, folks. WRUW-FM Cleveland, bringing music lovers together since 1967.
And you are listening to 91.1 WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting live from the campus of Case Western Reserve University in lovely University Circle.